The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're just too numb to ask. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here on Sunday 95. Today, what we're going to be talking about is the OSU Dental Mobile Home Coach, H-O-M-E, Coach. It is a mobile dental office, has three dental chairs, and on Thursday, there was a presentation that included Dr. Patrick Lloyd, the Dean of the Ohio State University College of Dentistry, Dr. E. Gordon Gee, President of the Ohio State University, Nancy Hostetler, the Senior Vice President of Delta Dental, and Dr. Kenise Bean, and the principal and some other folks at Valley Forge Elementary. And so I was not able to attend, honestly. I got an email with an invitation, would I like to come and kind of cover the event? And I wasn't able to, and so I was able to ask Wade Meyer, Randy Winter, to go on my behalf and listen to the event and do some interviews for me. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What happened is that Delta Dental Foundation stepped up and made a nice, sizable donation to the home coach. And by the way, when I did my Dentistry from the Heart event, this coach came, and it has three dental chairs in it. And they treated, or helped us treat, 44 children and 40 adults during my event on June 17th this past year. Now, before we get to that audio, let me just mention that there is a nice event coming up on December 18th. It is from 6:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. at the Park of Roses, back by the shelter house. You have to drive all the way back in there. And it's a Christmas tree lighting. It's the annual Christmas tree lighting that is sponsored by a group that I'm a charter member of, the Clintonville Rotary. Also, I am, I'm working with another charitable organization called Team Smile. And if you want to learn about them, go to teamsmile.org. And what they do and what I'm going to be doing is putting on an event that provides free dentistry for children. And the way Team Smile does it is they team up with sports teams around the country and hold these events at the actual sports arena. Children are invited, and their parents fill out forms that allows them to come and be seen. They're brought on the school bus. They'll see about 250 children in a day, 125 in the morning and 125 in the afternoon. And the kids get to meet the members of the sports team, their heroes, you know, whether it's a baseball team or a basketball team or a football team or hockey or soccer, whatever it may be. And it just makes it a fun event. So I've been invited by them to fly out to Denver on December 17th. They are holding an event with the Colorado Avalanche at the Pepsi Center. And I'll be bringing back some audio from that and hopefully be establishing a working relationship with those folks as well for down the road. Okay, so we met. All right. Now, one thing I want to say is this audio you're about to hear was recorded at an elementary school auditorium. And as you may know, they're notorious for bad sound, echoes, and all that sort of thing. So I apologize for the audio, but it's the best we could do at an elementary school. And so let's go ahead and listen in.
At the Ohio State University College of Dentistry. And we are delighted to have you here and share in what I have heard called the Dental Home Coach Drive-On event. Actually today, in essence, we are recognizing the home coach and its outreach efforts. The OSU College of Dentistry Dental Home Coach is committed to providing basic dental care to the children at Columbus City Schools. Our fourth year dental students, under the supervision of dental faculty, are the primary providers. This clinical education model is designed to be a great teaching and learning opportunity for dental students, but what truly gives us greater satisfaction is the impact we are making on the problem of access to dental care for Columbus families. Approximately 26% of children in Franklin County have untreated cavities and are urgent dental needs. The OSU Dental Home Coach prides itself in being able to include a scope of services, not only diagnostic and preventive services, but procedures that eliminate disease in roughly 20% of the children we treat. In February of 2005, we visited our first elementary school. Since then, close to 9,000 children in the Columbus area have received dental services from our caring staff. At 83 schools, approximately 350 dental students have had 11,000 appointments with young people, some of them just like these here on the floor in this room. The Ohio Department of Health, through a recent family survey on the oral health of Ohio's children, found that almost 340,000 children in Ohio have never ever seen a dentist. Our dream is to be the dentist for the children in Columbus City Schools who for various reasons may not have a dentist. And if these children are unable to get to the dentist, then we drive on and bring the dentist to the children. Before I turn the program over to Nancy Hostetler, Senior Vice President of Delta Dental Foundation, who will offer additional details as to why we are here today, I must again say welcome to all of you. And it really pleases me so to see so many of you here. And certainly we have great appreciation for Mrs. Bland, for Tanya Schertz, and the Valley Forge faculty and staff for allowing us to be here in their lovely school. And then I have to mention these beautiful young people who are sitting here on the floor smiling. And they are truly the reason that we are here. They are the reason for our mission. They are the reason for our passion. And there are many guests here who offer support and encouragement. And many of you have traveled long distances to be with us. And that serves as a reminder of just how important our work is. So without further ado, Nancy, I'll ask you to come to the podium.
Very much, Dr. Bean. It's really a pleasure to be here, and we'd like to thank The Ohio State University, the Ohio State University College of Dentistry, and the Valley Forge School for hosting us here today. The Delta Dental Foundation is the philanthropic arm of Delta Dental of Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana, and it was created back in 1980. The foundation's goals have been, since that time, to support education and research, to advance dental science, to promote the oral health of the public through education and service activities, and especially with a focus on those with special needs. An important part of our mission is to support our colleges of dentistry and the good work that they do in preparing students and providing continuing education for practicing dental professionals. In fact, our foundation has been a longtime supporter of Ohio State University and its College of Dentistry. For many years, we proudly supported events such as the OSU Post-College Assembly, which is one of the nation's most impressive annual continuing education programs for dental professionals. And we've also supported dental school renovation projects over the years. In addition, each year we provide faculty and master's thesis research programs and grants, as well as scholarships for outstanding dental students and financial awards to graduating senior dental students who've shown impressive leadership capabilities. Here in Columbus and throughout Ohio, as a matter of fact, we've also supported programs to help the oral health of underserved children. For example, through our annual community mini-grant program, we provided funding to numerous community-based organizations throughout the years, and these are usually focused on programs that provide dental treatment and oral health education to young people like those that we have in our audience here today. But today, I have the distinct honor of making a special announcement that carries on our commitment to the school children of Columbus and to Ohio State's College of Dentistry. When we first learned about the Dental Home Coach Project back in 2008, we were very impressed, needless to say. You've all seen it and are familiar with it, and you know it's a tremendous, tremendous facility. We think that it's great the way that this program helps improve the lives of children in Columbus through getting them dental care that they need. And we were also impressed by the sincere commitment to the project's success by the College of Dentistry and to the dental students who work in the facility to ensure that young people get a healthy start in life. It's great from a community health perspective, and it's also great from a dental student educational perspective. We knew back in 2008 that we wanted to be part of the Dental Home Coach Project in a big way, and we still do today. And so we are very pleased to renew our original grant to the Home Coach, and I have a special presentation I'd like to make to basically represent that grant. So if I could ask the Dean and President Yee to come forward. We are very pleased to provide a grant of $450,000 over the next 3 years.
I love seeing all you out there. Let's have a dental moment, okay? Let's all go like this. I'll smile. Oh, you all look great, as a matter of fact. That's great. That's wonderful. And I was just at the dental school yesterday, Mr. Dean. I have my own... I'm very privileged to be president of a great university, but I'm very privileged to be president of a great university with a great dental school, and I take full advantage of it, as a matter of fact. So I spend a good deal of time there, I'm grateful to be here today. And thank you, first of all, for that tremendous donation. Our home program is fabulous. What it does is it makes dental care through our students, through our faculty, through the services of the university, and through the services of the community, to all these children, and what a great blessing it is for us as a university to be able to be part of the community. You know, it's very consistent with the land grant mission of the Ohio State University. And I'll say this to our kids out here, so I'm not going to be very long. But our university was created to be for you. It was created to take responsibility for young people in all of the communities in the state. And so we very much belong to you, and we very much want to be your friend and your partner. And so this is just one way that we're doing that. Delta Dental really has made an enormous impact on the quality of life for so many, and the opportunity to continue to partner with you makes a real difference. And the Osteopathic Heritage Foundation really was kind of our first partner. We are grateful to them. And to our faculty and its leadership, obviously it makes an enormous difference. So, I was joking, Dr. Casimcino was back there. I'll just say this to the children. Dr. Casimcino was with me at the University of Colorado, one of our great dental faculty, and ended up giving my daughter a root canal the day before I came to Ohio. So the only reason I'm in Ohio, Paul, is the fact that you gave her a root canal. She was not very happy about my moving, but here we are now. So our dental faculty contributed in so many different ways. We are blessed, by the way, to have probably the premier leader in dental education in this country, and our new dean, Patrick Lloyd, and who is here today. Dr. Lloyd has, in a very short period of time, made an enormous impact on the dental school, but more importantly, has been such a great citizen of the university and a citizen of the state. So Dr. Lloyd, welcome, and please come up here and say some nice things about this thing.
Another dental moment. I need to see how many brushed their teeth this morning. Raise your hand. A race. I want to thank President Yee for being with us this morning. I know he's got a very busy schedule, and he intends to go off to another opportunity like this to allow us to do what we need to do best for the citizens of Ohio. But it's my understanding that we have a couple people that want to share with him. Gregory and Anthony's got something special to give President Yee. We could maybe have them come up here. He could take advantage of this.
share a couple things real quick. This is Kathy Walters. She is my teacher extraordinaire.
I just want to say, most of the time I know all of you are in the business of saving teeth, but all the students that go out to the dental van, close to 100 have gone out. They're all not here. We read a story about the Tooth Fairy, and they wrote stories on how they lost their first tooth. So we thought we'd have a couple of them read their story for you.
I remember when I lost my first tooth. It was November 14th. I was playing my DS. My dad called me downstairs. I fell down the stairs. My tooth was bleeding. I wiggled it, but it did not come out. The next day, I kept wiggling it. I ate a piece of taffy and it came out. I put it under my pillow, then I went to sleep. The next morning I woke up, I found a $20 bill on the floor, and under my pillow I found $5.55. I remember when I lost my first tooth. I was about to have a party, but my tooth was very wiggly. I pulled it out. Finally, I lost my tooth. At night, when it was my bedtime, I put my tooth under my pillow. Then I got $10 from the Tooth Fairy. Wow, that was very nice of the fairy.
We'd like for the Dicky and Dr. B to come up. This is how all of the dental students start out as little children in elementary school.
I'd like to thank Dr. D for allowing the dental van to come to our school.
Take our responsibility as a land-grant institution probably in a better way than most people, and we do what we can to make things very special happen here. I also want to thank Dr. Bean, who's allowed these great things to happen, and as she said this morning, dental care for children, in particular in our state, is probably one of the most needy health services we have in the country. Now, most people think of the coach as a place to get your teeth filled or to get fluoride on your teeth or to get a free toothbrush. When I look at the dental coach, I look at a vehicle that's changing lives. It's a place that will affect 30 years of practice and will allow children like the ones in front of me to feel comfortable and make dental visits regularly as part of their whole lifestyle. It changes lives and causes people to do things very differently than they otherwise might have done. Again, I want to thank the Delta Dental Group, the Dental Foundation of Delta, for their generous gift to Ohio State's College of Dentistry to allow us to continue to provide this care. Important to me, and I remember when I was small, maybe about your age, my first dental visit, and it was great. I had my teeth cleaned, he found a cavity, had a filling, I got this little tiny treasure chest, little red treasure chest, it kind of made my day. And every day thereafter, the many visits I've had to the dentist have been nicer. I've looked forward to riding in the chair, squirting the water across the room. Still do that. A weak moment. Those memorable first visits made it so possible for me to move on in my life and eventually become a dentist as well. So I want to thank all of you for being here this morning, especially the media, to allow us to demonstrate fully the commitment and responsibility we have, not only to provide the best access to care, allowing people to benefit from the greatness of our university, but to demonstrate publicly how it is that some great corporations, universities strong as ours, can meet the needs of an entire state like Ohio. So I feel very honored this morning to accept this, again, grant to support our initiatives. Look forward to having thousands and thousands of children take advantage of our opportunities, and hundreds of dental students who work through and benefit from the coach to go into practice and forevermore change the lives of many others. A final round of applause for everyone this morning who participated in this event. Before I conclude the event, I'd like to read a statement from a local nurse whose school the home coach visits. I would like to thank OSU Dental Home Coach faculty and staff for the gift of the dental health that they bring to our students. The staff of the coach makes each of my students feel special, and the children enjoy their trip to see the dentist. My students are proud to have healthy teeth. They are able to concentrate and learn because their cavities and the infection and pain caused by those cavities are eliminated. Our families are thankful to have close by a comprehensive mobile dental unit that they trust to provide care for their children. The recession has hit many of our families hard. Many families lack funding for transportation, and even if parents are employed, they have not been able, because of a lack of insurance, or cannot leave work during the day to make their students, their children, visit the dentist. The mobile coach has erased all of these barriers of dental care. I've been a school nurse for 15 years, and the best testimony to the quality of care by the mobile dental coach is that at the start of my career, many students came to me in pain from severely decayed or abscess teeth. These days, when students come to the nurse with the dental issue, it is to show me that they have a loose tooth or to ask for a special little container for a primary tooth that they've lost. Living with dental pain is no longer reality for students of my school. In closing, I would like to thank the faculty, the staff, and the students of the Ohio State University College of Dentistry and Nationwide Children's Hospital and Delta Dental of Minnesota for their founders who have participated in this project and make it possible for my students to have a positive health experience and the excellent dental health. Your efforts are very much appreciated and will have a lifelong impact on the health of our children in the Columbus City Schools. I can't imagine a better testimony for what this coach has done for the city of Columbus and our children and our wonderful community. Again, thank you for this generous award. We look forward to having other times to celebrate.
All right, wasn't that neat? I just thought that was so cool. I want to let you know that the very first voice you heard was Dr. Kenise Bean. She is the dentist at the Ohio State College of Dentistry that is in charge of the home coach, the mobile dental unit. And I want to apologize for the parents for the $20 tooth fairy thing. Hopefully your kids weren't listening because I didn't get $20. I don't think most kids get $20 when the tooth fairy comes. But hey, remember that podcasts of this show are available at www.dentallyspeaking.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko. And I think what we're going to do is when we come back, we will be listening to interviews that were done that included Dr. Lloyd, that included Dr. Gee and some others. And by the way, if you couldn't hear what the children gave Dr. Gee, it was a bow tie with teeth on it. So, all right.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Tell him make me a grill.
I might be grilled out nicely in my white tee. South Beach, when I
open up your mouth, you grill gleaming. I stand up, let me see your grill.
And let me see my butt.
Okay, so I was just thinking that we keep talking about the dental mobile coach, and I'm wondering if maybe some people can't get a picture in their mind about what it looks like. It's 45 feet long, and if you happen to look at last week's dispatch, actually December 2nd dispatch, this was the day after. So this interview and this event took place on Thursday, December 1st, which was, 3 days ago. And then on Friday, December 2nd, in the Metro section, the front page of the Metro section, there's a picture. So if you still have your dispatch hanging around, grab it. You can take a look. It has a picture of the outside of the coach, and it has a picture of the inside. And that picture, you can't even tell is inside a motorhome. Anyway, people call these big motorhomes coaches for some reason. I'm not even sure why. Think of it as an RV with dental chairs in it. And it's pretty neat, and it's fully functional, self-contained. When they came to my Dentistry from the Heart event, they didn't need us to give them anything, just a parking space. So it's got its own electrical supply in the form of a generator that runs and has the x-ray machine in there and lights and fully functional dental chairs. So it is actually very neat. And if you ever get a chance to see it, you should take advantage of that. Okay, so as I mentioned, coming up, and remember the gift that Dr. Gee received from those children was a bow tie with teeth on it, lots of teeth on it. Okay, so now what we're going to do is listen to some of the interviews that Wade Meyer and Randy Winter were nice enough to do on my behalf, because unfortunately for me, I was with patients that day. So let's go ahead and listen in.
So we're talking with Mrs. Bland, who is the principal here at Valley Forge Elementary School. We'd like to find out, how did you first hear about the Home Coach Program?
I first heard about the Home Coach Program through my nurse, Tanya Shutt, by way of Dr. Nancy Rennie, our Executive Director of Health Services for Columbus City Schools. And she said, do you think we could benefit by having the Coach Van come to our school? I'm like, sure. And once they came, their attitude and what they've done with our children have been phenomenal. It's taken a lot away from parents so they can go to work and not have to worry about their children's oral health. So it's been fabulous.
So how has the Home Coach specifically benefited the students here at Valley Forge?
And are there students that may not receive the care otherwise?
There are students that may not receive this dental care. As you may or may not know, we have over 19 different cultures of students in our school. They are from countries all over the world. And for some of these students, this is their first opportunity to go to a dentist as it comes here. So maybe even at 5, 6, 7, or even 10 years old, it is their first dentist visit right here at school. So it has been wonderful, and it has been able to reach at least 100 of our students who normally would not have been able to go.
Because they're in a comfortable environment, do you think that that helps? I mean, they walk out of school and walk right into the van and they're treated here. Do you think that helps?
I think that really helps because the staff in the dental coach van make them comfortable. Everyone knows them now, and so when they see the van pull up, the kids are going, is it my turn to go to the dentist? I want to go to the dentist. Can I go today? So it's a big help. It really is.
And we've been talking with Mrs. Bland, who is the principal at Valley Forge Elementary School. Thank you for your time this morning, and thank you for supporting this program.
You're welcome.
We're here with Dr. Bean, who is with the Ohio State College of Dentistry. Good morning, Dr. Bean.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm doing very well, and it's actually a beautiful day out for this.
It's very crisp, but it's very nice.
And this dental home coach is a beautiful thing, inside and out. It's very impressive. How did you first hear about the dental home coach?
The dental home coach is really a program that has been a collaboration over many meetings and many different entities. The Columbus Health Department, the Nationwide Children's Hospital, the College of Dentistry, the Columbus City Schools met for many, many years in looking for ways to address the difficulty that so many of the kids have accessing dental care. And so the running theme seemed to be, well, since our children have so much trouble getting to the dentist, why not bring the dentist to the children? And so that really prompted the vision and the growth of the dental home coach.
So with this program, you're reaching people that you may not have reached before. I mean, do you have an idea of how many people get excited, get involved that never would have before?
I would venture to say that we, since we have been operating, and we visited our first elementary school in February of 2005. And since then, we've been to over 83 elementary schools, and we have been able to offer 11,000 procedures. And I would like to emphasize that our dental students, our senior dental students, the ones that are the most experienced, of course, they are the ones that are the primary providers to these children. Of course, they are under the supervision of our dental faculty, but it also gives our students an experience and an understanding of children that they may not have or may not be able to get in the classroom or certainly at the college clinic. And so it is really a win-win for our dental students as well as for the children in the Columbus City Schools.
I also think you're providing an excitement that it may not have been provided before. And once they've been through the experience, they find out it's not that bad.
We'd like to think so. You're right. We try to make it fun for them when they come on the coach because it really is a dental office on wheels. We have the three chairs in there. We have our cabinets and our drawers for our supplies and our instruments. But what the children really love is that we have these monitors that are mounted on the ceiling. And so once we recline them in the dental chair, they're able, of course, to watch our educational video first because it's very important that we emphasize proper nutrition and brushing and flossing. But then after that, they get to watch Finding Nemo, or they will watch something that they find very entertaining. And so they are, you know, just ideal patients.
Now, you had mentioned that you said 83 elementary schools have
Correct.
Been visited. How far outside of the Franklin County area have you traveled?
Well, for various events, we may do a one-time or an annual event. We have been to Cincinnati. We have been to Lancaster. We're going to Lancaster, actually, on Saturday. So not extremely far. I would venture to say that Cincinnati is the farthest that we've taken the coach, but we went there for a event for the veterans there in Cincinnati and then also for a children's event.
I'm looking at the mobile unit now. It's absolutely beautiful. Do you simply have one unit? And if people want to give donations or want to get in contact with you, what should they do?
At this time, yes, we only have one unit. However, our dream is to be the dentist for the children in the Columbus City Schools. For various reasons, they may not have a dentist, and so we would like to be that dentist. So absolutely, we could use probably two, maybe even three mobile dental coaches to really address the needs of all the children. If people are interested in giving, they can certainly visit www.dent.osu.edu, and we are gladly accept your donations.
We've been talking with Dr. Bean with the Ohio State College of Dentistry and like to thank you for your time this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me. We're very excited about today.
We're talking with Nancy Hostetler, who is the Senior Vice President of the Delta Dental Foundation. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And first of all, on behalf of all the dentists out there, let me say thank you for providing the funding needed to keep the home coach on the road.
Well, we're delighted to do it. It's a wonderful program that's really doing a terrific job of helping children in the Columbus area and other places around the state get the dental care they need. So we're delighted to be a part of it, just a small part.
So what prompted Delta Dental to get involved in this program?
Well, one of Delta's goals, and it has been from the very beginning, is to find ways to help promote the improvement of oral health. And we can think of no better way to do it than through this home coach that's operated by the Ohio State Dental School. It's a wonderful program, and it brings care to a lot of kids, so we're very happy to be part of it.
You're reaching kids that may not otherwise get dental care, and you're also kids that it may be their first experience. You're providing a level of comfort. Everything you're doing is great and wonderful. What else have you provided that they may not otherwise get?
You know, we think the home coach does a great job of getting care to kids who wouldn't otherwise get it, and also getting them used to the experience of having dental care and knowing the dentist. And the way the coach has been designed is great. I mean, it's very child-friendly, so that the child learns that a dental visit's a positive experience and it's good for them. And we also think it's a wonderful opportunity for the dental students who are working on the program to, you know, familiarize them with an aspect of public health that, you know, they may not otherwise be as acquainted with. So we think it's a great thing for the dental students as well as the kids that are being served.
What other initiatives has Delta Dental done in the state of Ohio that you'd like people to know about?
Well, every year we have our community mini grant program, and we award a number of grants to oral health programs throughout the state. We're about to announce our recipients for 2011 next week, as a matter of fact. But these programs support things such as, dental work for children in need, much like this program. Also, Head Start programs. They provide grants for oral health education. So things like that are what we go for our community mini grant program, and that's been in effect now for 6 years.
So we'd like to again thank Nancy Hostetler, the Senior Vice President for the Delta Dental Foundation, and thank you for supporting this program. It was good talking with you this morning.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here and to talk with you.
We're talking now with Tanya Schutz, who is the nurse at Valley Forge Elementary School. So how did you first hear and learn about the Home Coach program?
The dental coach has been coming to Columbus schools for many years, since before I started. At the beginning of our beginning of the school year, they do a presentation and they tell us everything that they do on the van, and some nurses are able to utilize the van if we choose. So I chose to utilize the van and send out the applications to all the kids.
Are you seeing an excitement that you haven't seen before in the children? You know, they're getting their teeth worked on and they may never have had it before. How are they reacting?
Many of our children have never, ever seen a dentist before, and they get so excited when the van comes. They run up to me and they're like, can we go today? Can we go in the van today? They follow the guys from Ohio State around. They ask me every single day how many more days till the van comes again. They love it. They love it.
And so the reach out for the young people, as you had said, there are a lot of these people that have never had access to the dentist before. How important is that, making them feel comfortable? Because I looked inside that home coach. It's a beautiful setting. The chairs are comfortable. Everything in there is. How important is it to learn to see the dentist as somebody that it's a good place, a friendly place to go to, rather than something that could be terrifying to them?
Well, hopefully this experience will do that for the kids. They, since they love the dentist, they love to go out there. They get prizes. They get to wear headphones and watch movies. They will correlate this with the positive experience to the dentist and not grow up fearing the dentist, as so many of us have.
So again, we're talking to Tanya Schutz, who is the nurse here at Valley Forge Elementary. And thank you, Tanya.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so a couple things about those series of interviews. I wanted to mention that HOME, H-O-M-E, it's H period, O period, M period, E period, is an acronym for Health Outreach Mobile Experience. Health Outreach Mobile Experience. That's why they refer to it as the HOME Coach. And then the other thing I wanted to do is I figured, you know what, I need to give props to the Dispatch reporter who covered this story. Her name is Suzanne Hoholik. Suzanne Hoholik. So, Suzanne, you did a wonderful job. Thank you so much. And then, of course, the week before, she did a series of articles about dentistry in general because the Dispatch decided to make dentistry their focus this month, which is very cool. All right, now, we're about to go to a commercial, but what I want to do is I'm going to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And then when we come back, we will be taking calls. The question is, what gift did the children of Valley Forge Elementary School give to Dr. Gee? Was it A, a pair of shoes, B, a bow tie with teeth on it, or C, a McRib sandwich? The number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now. The winner will receive flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Again, the question, what gift did the children of Valley Forge Elementary School give to Dr. Gee? Was it A, a pair of shoes, B, a bow tie with teeth on it, or C, a McRib sandwich?
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes and then they take away your teeth too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunny 95.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking.
Okay, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. And we have a couple callers. And let's see, let's go to line one. Michael, right? Is that your name, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Hi there. Thank you for calling. How are you?
Good.
Michael, where do you work?
I work for myself.
Work for yourself. Okay. Good. What do you do?
I'm an auctioneer.
Auctioneer? You're talking awful slow for an auctioneer. Is it, you tired?
No, I'm getting ready for an auction later today, actually.
Okay, so you're saving your voice. All right, and you have a guess? What's your guess?
I'll guess the bow tie with the teeth.
Very good, very good. All right, Michael, I don't know if my producer has gotten your information yet, but if he hasn't, could you please hang on the phone and he'll get the info so that we can send you the flowers from Vice Denver, okay?
Sure, great. Thanks.
And I also want to thank Brenda for calling in. Brenda, Michael beat you to the punch, but also thank you for listening and thank you for calling. All right, so what we're going to do now, and I've been promising, and I keep we are getting to it, which is the interview with Dr. Lloyd, the dean of the dental school, and then following that, the interview with Dr. Gordon Gee.
We're talking with Dr. Patrick Lloyd, who is the dean of the Ohio State College of Dentistry. Good morning, Dr. Lloyd.
Good morning. It's nice to have you here on a special celebration day.
This has been an absolutely wonderful program. Tell me a little bit, what prompted Ohio State's College of Dentistry to join with Delta Dental for this program, to get involved with this program?
Well, OSU is very particularly proud about being able to partner with corporations in the state to best serve Ohioans. We are the only state-supported dental school in Ohio, and it's a responsibility and an obligation for us to try to find ways to ensure that people all over the state have access to good oral health care. And this mobile opportunity allows us to get to places where people are most in need and have difficulty temporally, geographically, economically, to get the right kind of care, so we can go where people need us most.
As a result, you're reaching people that may not get dental care. How many people do you think you've served in this program?
Well, this past year we saw a little over 2,700 patients and provided almost 10,000 procedures. So our impact is substantial, and I'm a particularly strong believer that these first experiences that many of these kids have in our mobile coach will last them for a lifetime. It's that first opportunity to have a good experience that makes you a safe, feeling consumer of dental care, and you don't have the anxiety. It kind of builds those relationships.
What you're trying to do is get them to make it part of their lifestyle, going to the dentist every 6 months, something that they're not afraid of. Has this program helped that?
I believe so. It sets up a pattern, an expectation on the part of the child who over years and years and years becomes more comfortable and willing, and it's part of their natural routine from year to year to year to see the dentist, that it becomes an experience they look forward to as to maybe one that they would regret.
And so again, we've been talking with Dr. Lloyd, who is the dean at the Ohio State College of Dentistry. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure to be with you this morning. Thanks for being here for this very special celebration.
We're here with Dr. Gordon Gee, president of the Ohio State University. Good morning, Dr. Gee.
Good morning. Honored to be with you guys.
Now, you must be very proud of the fact that the Ohio State University College of Dentistry has such a wonderful mobile dental outreach program. What prompted Ohio State to get involved with this home coach program?
Well, it's very consistent with the mission of the university. We are a great land-grant university, and the purpose of these great land-grant universities were and are to make a difference in the lives of individuals and communities. We want to be in the lives and positive ways of all 11 million Ohioans, and this is just one way that we can do that.
Ohio State College of Dentistry and Delta Dental combined to make a wonderful program. What do you see as the future of this program?
Well, obviously, with the great Delta Dental contribution, we see the future of the program as very bright. We have the money, we have the students, we have the faculty, we have the resources in terms of our dental school to be able to come into the community in so many different ways. And it's just one example of many things we do at the university in terms of community building, but this is an important one because health and health care and healthy children really are the essence of the quality of a great community.
Thank you very much.
You've seen a lot of young people. This may be their first experience. How important is a good first experience in the dental chair for a young person?
Well, I remember the first time I went to a dentist, that scared the heck out of me. And I think that seeing Marshall Mohler and seeing everyone smiling and having the experience of having it to be as a positive opportunity is something that will really, I think, alleviate fear and an opportunity for kids to get a great experience and then go on and get great health care.
Thank you, Dr. Gee.
You're welcome. Good seeing you guys. Have a great day. Okay,
thank
good
you
seeing
both
of you.
All right. Now, one thing I wanted to mention is that this is episode 205. This is my 205th episode, which I'm actually very proud of. And I've been bringing dental health and dentistry and trying to do a lot of the same things that the dental home coach is doing, which is making dentistry a positive experience, helping those people that don't go to the dentist, those that are staying home because of most often fear. sometimes it's the fear of cost, but I promise you it's mostly the fear that they're staying home. And so, as mentioned earlier, if you'd like to become a sponsor of the show, call 262-9588, and one of my team members will be happy to give you information on how you can do that and help you reach your listeners, or rather your customer base. All right. Now, I think what we're going to do is I want to switch gears a little bit. I've been having a little fun with this the last couple weeks, and that is I want people to call in. I want you to call me and tell me what makes you smile. All right, Columbus, call me. Tell me what makes you smile. There must be something out there. It's the holidays, all of those good things. And while we're doing that, we're going to listen to what makes people smile around the country.
Sure. My name is Shauna Burr, Walnut Creek, California. And what makes me smile are other happy people.
Okay, thank you.
Stephanie Young, and my husband makes me smile.
Where are you from, Stephanie?
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kim.
Kim, and where are you from?
North of Boston.
North of Boston?
Yes, north of Boston.
Okay. And what makes you smile?
Vegas makes me smile.
Vegas makes you smile. Okay, Vegas, baby, right?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is David Burr from Walnut Creek, California, and what makes me smile is my family.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Edwin Young from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and my wife makes me smile.
She made him say that, by the way. Didn't you?
Yes, I did. Hi, my name is Sherry, and I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and my grandson makes me smile.
Cool. How old is he?
He's 15 months old.
Oh, I have a 16-month-old grandchild son, so I know.
Yeah, so sweet.
That's cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Anne from Virginia Beach. God make me smile.
Great. And?
I'm Dr. Wong from Virginia Beach, and my future grandson makes me smile.
Oh, when is he due?
In March, next year.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Nikki Hardcastle. I'm from Odessa, Texas, and my family makes me smile.
Great, thank you. What about you? Anything make you smile?
Yes, I'm Tracy Osteen. I'm from Gardendale, Texas, and giving people a reason to smile makes me smile.
Great, thank you very much.
Hi, my name's Larry. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and what really makes me smile is when the Pittsburgh Steelers win another Super Bowl.
My name is Anthony Gianni. I'm from New York City, and what makes me smile are beautiful black and white photographs.
Cool. Thank you.
My name's Chelsea. I'm from Ventura, California, and what makes me smile is my cat.
What's your cat's name?
Her name is Gemma, and I'm absolutely obsessed with her.
So you actually have a picture here, huh?
Yep. Keep her on my cell phone, and honestly, I thought about bringing her on this trip.
Wow, she's actually very pretty.
She's super
Yeah,
cute.
What kind of cat is that?
She's a ragdoll kitten.
Never heard of that.
They're kind of like a mix of a Siamese and some other kind of cat. They're a long-haired Siamese for the most part.
Wow, she's actually gorgeous.
Aww.
How old is she?
She's 14 weeks.
Okay, very cool. Tell me your name again.
Chelsea.
Chelsea, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Columbus, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Call in and tell me what makes you smile.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile. Minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course, we can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
What makes me smile is when people come to the tree lighting at the Park of Roses, December 18th from 6:30 until 8:30. Please come on out and join us. It's sponsored by the Clintonville Rotary. It is our third annual event, third time that we're doing it. It's just very neat. It kind of helps kick off the Christmas season. If you haven't already gotten in the spirit, you'll be in it when you come. There are cookies and hot cider and coffee and the Clintonville Choir will be singing. There'll be some Christmas caroling. It'll just be a lot of fun. So please come out and do that. And let me think, what else makes me smile? What makes me smile is when I get together with my family, and I'm looking very much forward to getting to have, I won't have all of my kids together at Christmas. My kids are grown, the youngest one being 24. We'll have half of them at Christmas, and then most of them on January 3rd. I'm not even sure we get them all on January 3rd, but if you put the two together, we will have everybody together. Each year, we do our best to try to get a family photo, and lately we can't seem to do that because there's always somebody that has to be back at work or something. But that just goes with the times, and it happens when your kids get older and move on and have their own lives. But we still enjoy every chance that we get. And this year, my grandson, Nikolai, will be, 17 months old? So he's going to be at a really, really cute age in time for Christmas this year. So we're really looking forward to that. I guess he's starting to talk now. He can say no, which is a very important word if you're a child, right, to be able to say. And we'll see what else he has learned by the time he comes. So I want you to, now let me see, coming up, and I'm going to say in 2 weeks, this is the 14th, so yeah, December 18th, we will be having a gentleman named, Chef Jeff Henderson. Chef Henderson is a gentleman that spent time in prison for dealing drugs, and he's written a book. He spent 10 years in prison. He did his time, and he's turned his life around through education, and he has a show on the cooking channel. The food channel, I guess, and we'll be learning more about him on December 18th. December 11th's guest, I don't have committed yet, so I can't tell you their name, but stay tuned for that. Hopefully it'll be an interesting and exciting show for you as well. So let's see now. And if anybody remember podcasting, dentallyspeaking.com, in fact, you should go to dentallyspeaking.com because if you go there, you'll see the Dean Lloyd's picture. Dean Lloyd was my guest on my show a few months back, maybe not quite that many, and so was Dr. Bean, a guest on my show last year about this time. And what I hope to do is maybe get Dr. Gee on the show here in the upcoming months as well. Try to keep it interesting and fresh and that sort of thing. So I think I'm going to say goodbye now. And please be sure to tune in next week at 8 o'clock and every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on Sunny 95.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko at dentallyspeaking.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.